According to reports, Dina Ali Laslum was seeking asylum in Australia when she was stopped on a layover in the Philippines on April 10th. Videos posted online show Laslum at Manila's international airport pleading not to be returned because she feared her family would kill her. In the recordings, Laslum said the Philippine authorities had taken her into custody.
They took my passport and locked me for 13 hours just because I'm a Saudi woman with the cooperation of Saudi embassy. If my family come, they will kill me. If I go back to Saudi Arabia, I will be dead. Please help me.
Human Rights Watch says two men identified as Laslum's uncles arrived at the Manila airport, tied duct tape around her feet and hands before forcing her onto a flight from Manila to Riyadh on April 11th. According to Reuters, several passengers said they had seen a woman being carried onto the plane screaming. One woman told Reuters, "I heard a lady screaming from upstairs. Then I saw two or three men carrying her. They weren't Filipino. They looked Arab." The Saudi embassy in Manila issued a statement saying Laslum's case was a family matter, insisting the woman had returned with her relatives to the homeland. Human Rights Watch says Laslum's whereabouts are currently unknown. The organization is calling on the Saudi authorities to disclose where, with whom, and under what conditions the 24-year-old is being held. In Saudi Arabia, women are legally subject to a male guardian who must approve basic decisions on education, marriage, travel. Saudi women are barred from driving and must obey a strict dress code of loose robes and face coverings in public. To the shock of many, the repressive treatment hasn't prevented Saudi Arabia's recent appointment to the UN's Women's Rights Commission, a global intergovernmental body exclusively dedicated to the promotion of gender equality and the empowerment of women.